With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain.
Someone once said that the urge to censor is second only to the sex drive.
That's Barbara Parker of a group called People for the American Way, which has monitored censorship efforts in public schools and libraries over the past 4 years.
In the nation's public schools, the exchange of ideas is in danger of becoming what some call an un-American activity.
Barbara Parker told the 1986 International Pen Congress there were censorship efforts in 46 of the 50 states, 40% of them successful. The censors went after the usual books. Anything written by Judy Blume, Salinger's The Catcher and the Rye, Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men, and Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five. Here's Vonnegut.
My books were actually burned in Drake, North Dakota. The school committee went through the school library, pulled the books off the shelves. They considered it objectionable. Slaughterhouse-Five was believed to be a very dirty book because it was on a list of dirty books. Nobody had read it. They ordered the janitor to take these copies of my book and throw them in the furnace.
Writer Gay Talese told the Penn Congress that even producers of trash have an ancient heritage as old as literature itself.
Pornography was never a major problem in America until the lower classes became educated enough to read books and magazines and to understand such decadent sexual euphemisms as the word that has lured all of you people in this room to New York this week. Congress.
Despite local censorship efforts, the lawyer Charles Rimbar, who successfully defended the books Lady Chatterley's Lover and Fanny Hill, had some good news.
Since 1966, no book has been successfully prosecuted by the government.
But Rimbar adds a word of caution.
The fact that we have more freedom doesn't mean we have enough.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.